halakha and the laws of Nida. There is a lady that, of course, sees Nida, which is the regular dam of the beset of a period, and there's another type of dam that comes not as a period but as a stain. That dam is called ketem. She doesn't even feel that blood coming out, but it's a stain. Of course, the laws of stains are taken seriously, ketamim, that if they have the proper shi'ur and they're on a proper garment, which we discussed in previous halachot, so they can render the lady teme'ah. So the question is, the law does say that if a ketem appears on a colored garment, so colored garments do not receive ketamim, and therefore the ketem is not recognized, and therefore she remains tehorah. For example, after a lady goes to the mikveh, they tell her to wear colored garments. So even if she stains, the stain will go on a colored garment, and therefore will not render her teme'ah. If the lady would come out of the mikveh and wears white, and she sees a stain now on the white, so that has to be dealt with. If it's the proper shi'ur and it's the proper color, could be she is teme'ah. That's why we advise all the ladies, right when they come out of the mikveh, they should only wear colored. Because white, again, would receive ketamim. So there's a tremendous mahloket. This leniency that we say, that on a colored garment, doesn't receive ketamim, and therefore she remains tehora, does that apply even during the 7 clean days? Which means she now is counting the 7 clean days to go to the mikveh. And during the first or second or third day of her bidikot, she's wearing white. During the 7 clean days, they call the Yemei Libun. She has to wear white. She wakes up in the morning, she sees something on the white, has to be checked out. Even though it's a ketem. Because, of course, there's ketamim on white all the time. But let's say she was wearing colored. She was wearing colored during the first 3 days for whatever reason, and the ketem went on colored. There are some poskim that want to say that during the first 3 days of tahara, even a ketem on colored has to be dealt with and could render her teme'ah. That's a very big stringency. That the first three days when she's trying to establish herself to go to the mikveh, they're very stringent. That we don't have the leniency of ketamim even on this of onim. Rav Ya brings these opinions down in Tana Tabayit and Chedek Bet on page Shin Pechet in the footnote. Isha shematza ketamim betok shlosha yamim arishonim nesfirata al begesiv onim. He brings down from a rabbi called Adne Paz in Siman Chav she'en atula b'shum davar, because since she's just getting over on Nida, she's just starting the process of Tara, and therefore en begesiv onim matzilim ketamim. That's what he brings down from Adne Paz. He says gam ha'sha'are de'a, brings it down that the first 3 days she cannot be tola. That's what the opinion of Nahara Farsimon says. Gam shud zichron Yehuda Greenwald, he says that it's also brought down in the Petchet Teshuvah Siman Kuf Tzadi Seif Katan Chabet in the name of the Amude Kesef. And he brings a whole list of Rabbanim that are also stringent on this. However, Zelo Omadze, he brings on the other side, the Rabbanim that say a ketem is a ketem on color no matter what it is, and even if it's in the first 3 days of a nida, it doesn't make a difference. Ketamim on the Rabbanan, and on color, the Hachamim would not go zel ketamim. He brings this just to quote a few of the Rabbanim that he quotes. He says, there's a shoot Arugot Abosem, there's a shoot Mi'il Sedakah. And these rabbis are lenient, and after a long discussion on the matter, Hakam Avadya sides with the lenient opinion. And therefore, Alakha L'Maaseh, if a lady sees a ketem uncolored, it doesn't matter when she sees it. Whether she sees it when she's Tehora, or even when she sees it during the Zayin Nikiyim, even within the first 3 days, since it's uncolored, Yesh Lehakel. Now, why would a lady be wearing kalim? Sometimes the rabbis allow them to wear kalim for whatever reasons, but normally during the Zayin Nikim, she's wearing white. But let's say for whatever reason it was colored, the ketem is not rendered a ketem, and therefore the colored is able to save always. That's why he says on Shin Tzaddi, at the end of the long paragraph over there, that the Masi is